Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Gonna take a freight train. Marshall Tucker to bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, professor at Boston University in the Department of Organizational Behavior, independent film producer, spintheplate.com. Is that right, Tom, spintheplate.com?
Yes, and for your listeners who have Amazon Prime, they can see it for free now.
All right, so check that out. It's awesome. It's won many awards. He's an author. He's a great, as you can tell, he's very smart. Tom, thanks again for being here. TomAnastasi.com, is that right?
Yes.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Tom, we're talking about the gender differences at work. Men do seem... I do think that part of what makes men seem to get through the workplace with less tension than women is because men don't seem to worry too much about it. And I do think women do worry about it. And it's to some degree with cause, but also to some degree without cause. And I'll set it up this way, and I'll see what you think. One of the things that I ask, that I say to every woman that I have this conversation with on the show, if I could give a woman one thing and one thing only, I would give them more confidence. And every woman on this show, even the ones with plenty of confidence, say that that's correct. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. I agree completely.
Let me say this. This is really important. Men are more confident than they deserve to be, and women are typically less confident than they deserve to be.
Oh, I would agree with that 100%. I would agree with that 100%. I mean, you know, for instance, even things like dress. I mean, men, I mean, they might say, okay, I've got my, you know, I've got a suit, I'm doing a presentation or something like that, or... you know, I'm just going to basically, you know, wear what is, you know, what's in my closet and not worry about, oh, my gosh, I wore that outfit last week or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, I know that between my students and my wife and my daughter, if they have a big event coming up, a big presentation, they'll actually buy an outfit
just
specifically
for
that presentation.
Yeah.
No guy ever does that.
No guy ever does that. And I actually had a woman, I told a woman this, one of my brain trust members talking about this. I said, do you realize that men derive zero confidence from how they, from their what they wear, how they look? And she was astonished. I said, now that doesn't mean that we don't have our suit cleaned and we don't get a haircut. It doesn't mean that, but we don't think about our confidence coming from how we look. We think about our confidence coming from being prepared, 100% from being prepared. And she was astonished at that. She never thought about that before because we know that women do gain a lot of their confidence. And one of the things that I've tried to do on this show as much as possible, Tom, is help women and men understand where to be confident and let me rephrase that, how to not derail yourself. Don't derail yourself over things that don't matter. What do you think?
Or because you think you're not prepared.
If you're prepared, believe it, own it, and take confidence in that.
Correct. Absolutely. And I see this, you know, much more intimately with my wife and daughter because, you know, I get to see them. And they're so well prepared, and then they spend an extra 10 hours getting even more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that that's their mindset. And I just think it's important for men to know that if they have women... co-workers, women employees, to know that, you know, maybe there's this mindset and they should just, you know, really understand that it's different for them.
Well, that's exactly right. Do you think it is with young women? You're at Boston University. What do you think is the prevailing behavior or attitude among young women in the workplace? How's it different?
Well, I mean, one of So one of the things that at BU, when we do standardized tests, so it's all multiple choice to fill in the blanks, so there's nothing else. In pretty much every class, our women score about 7 points higher than the men when we do even in things like statistics, organizational behavior, whatnot. They say that even when they go into internships or their first job, they say that it's different. They definitely have challenges that their men counterparts don't have. And they're not complaining. It's just that it's something that they have
even,
to do with.
So what you just said is they're smarter than men. The women are smarter than men. We've known that for a long time, right? I mean, we're smart enough to know that we're supposed to say that, by the way, to our wives. But women are smarter than men. But if you're less confident than men, you and I both know if I go in with a lesser proposal, but I'm confident of it, and somebody else comes in with a proposal that might be a little bit better, but I don't act like I'm, I feel like I'm struggling to believe this or whatever, however the confidence doesn't show up, confidence is going to win, isn't it? People are drawn to confidence.
Yes, confidence is huge. And I know at BU, and I think at probably other places, more than 50% of the students are female. Mm-hmm. And so we have way more women graduating with their MBAs than men. And I think that is starting to show in demographics, especially women in managerial positions.
So by the way, send all cards, letters, and emails and tweets to Tom Anastasi. Ladies, if you're unhappy about this, it's his fault. Hey, Tom, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Of course. Thank you very much.
We love having you on the show. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, who got all dressed up for us today. I just hope you know that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.